session. Thank you for coming here for this special meeting. We have, first of all, the minutes from our July 30th meeting. Would someone move those minutes? Senator Rosen, for the minutes on July 30th, any additions or corrections? If not, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried. The minutes are approved. We have two requests to consider proposed salary increase actuarial assumption changes. We weren't sure whether we were going to be authorized to act on that at this point in time. But we, as you've heard, we have heard from our House and Senate research folks that we are, in fact, authorized to act on these proposed changes. So, Mr. Martin, do you want to begin the discussion?
We're going to have two items in your packets. The last two long paper, medium-sized paper items, Motion 10 and Motion 11. Motion 10 relates to the youth teachers' retirement fund and the joining salary scale assumption and a change in the payroll growth assumption. And Mr. Wash Bush, who is the Secretary Treasurer of the St. Paul Teachers Fund, is here representing the administration of that plan.
Mr. Wash Bush.
Chairman, members of the Commission, for the record, my name is Dean Wanda Forsham. I'm the Secretary of Treasury of the St. Paul Teacher Retirement Fund. The information that you're looking at today is the ultimate salary scale changes and the payroll growth assumptions. I believe Mr. Cohen, our executive director, talked about these last month when he was talking about the demographic changes too. And so I believe that you have all the information you needed, similar to what Luther just mentioned on the results of what happened here. So I'll stand for any questions if there be any.
Any questions, Senator Pappas?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a question, but first, Mr. Wasbush, or maybe the staff, do you have any idea why the assumptions are so different from the people that you see those teachers?
Mr. Wasbush?
The numbers that we have shown in our sheet is the annual salary rate increases in St. Paul. I don't know why Google has their numbers. I'm sure it's based upon the experience they have in their fund. But in our case, many of our members, when they first are hired, are number one subject to the step growth. Each year they're getting an increase based upon the years of service in the system. The second number, or second part of the deficit is many of them also go back to school and obtain additional credits from the higher salary. So that's, I believe, the main difference, prior difference.
Mr. Chairman,
I have a motion. Senator Pappas moves the M11 motion. Discussion. If not, all in favor of the motion to signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carried.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee.
Thank you. And members, I don't believe we're finding anything to get together again. The rest of this year, right, Mr. Mayor? We weren't sure back at the end of July whether we'd have another meeting or not. In fact, it turned out we did. But since this is probably our last meeting, I want to thank each and every one of you on the commission for your good work this past last 2 years. It's been an honor and a privilege to work with you on so important business for pensions in the state. And so thank you for your attention. When this group reconvenes after the first of the year, we will be a big group. You will recall that we're going to be moving up by four members to approve both the House and the Senate. And those of us who supported them along the way, I think President Cohen was one of the original first authors of that idea. I know I felt in supporting that it would be a good idea to get more legislators tuned in to the important issues relative to pensions, and so hopefully that will be achieved. At least from the House, there will be a thread of us in any way that won't be back as members of the House representatives. We'll be anxious to find out who will carry forward the work of this commission. So with that, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Senator Dibble. us along the way. So thanks very much to the staff. Senator Pepper.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Lots of thanking people. I think it was a great help stakeholders to